So the extract we're going to study is situated in chapter 25, in the middle of the novel. So in this extract, Alfred remembers coming to see Serena Joy in her garden to give her a basket of oranges. While she's watching Serena cutting flowers, she started to feel the end of spring and watch the garden. In part 1, Atwood uses violent imagery, allusion, and biblical allusion to illustrate Serena's jealousy toward handmaids and the urge to control them. In part 2, the author uses nature imagery, color imagery, metaphor, and sex imagery to show that the garden represents fertility and that rebellion cannot be kept underground. Then, in part 3, Margaret Atwood uses sexual imagery and personification to illustrate Alfred's sex desire and nostalgia about her unsigned freedom. Finally, in part 4, the author uses simile and diction of cold and hardness to illustrate Alfred's feeling of safety during winter season. So, first of all, in part 1, Atwood uses violent imagery and allusion and biblical allusion to illustrate Serena's jealousy toward handmaids and the urge to control them. To illustrate Serena's jealousy, Atwood uses violent imagery such as shedding their petals one by one like teeth. So in this sentence, the tulips represent the handmaids and fertility. And because this is the end of spring, this is also the end of reproduction season. So this shows Serena's jealousy because this is probably how she would violently imagine the handmaids after the reproduction ceremony. Another example are some blitzkrieg, some chemicals committed on the swelling genitalia of the flower. So in this image, Atwood wants to show the hostility Serena has against flowers because they remind them of wombs, of fertility that she obviously doesn't have. And also the term blitzkrieg and kamikaze, which are words that have been created by or because of totalitarian regime in history such as the Nazi Germany and Japan during World War II. It illustrates that Serena wants total control over the inmates. Then she uses allusion such as the fruiting body. The author refers this allusion to the handmaid. And as we can rely on the previous sentence, Serena Joy is hostile, aggressive toward anything that is fertile. Then, for example, to cut off the seed pods is supposed to make the bulb store energy. Here, Atwood's allusion is about rebellion. How Serena is trying to cut off the handmaid's rebellion, but the result is the inverse. It encourages them. And after that, the author uses a biblical allusion, Saint Serena, on her knees doing penance. This phrase is objectively ironic and dark humor because, as Alfred's point of view, Serena is in a prey position, like she's confessing for all of her sin, because Gilead is a really cruel society, and jealousy is envy, and envy is deadly sin. Second of all, in part 2, the author uses nature imagery, color imagery, sexual imagery, metaphor, and allusion to show that the garden represents fertility and that rebellion cannot be kept underground. So, for example, the nature imagery in this sentence, so female in shape, it was a surprise that not long since they've been rooted out. The image is about rebellion. The author convinced that even if someone tried to stop a rebellion, even if they get rid of some people of it, the rebellion will still last as maidens members. Next, there's something submersive about this garden of Serena's, a sense of buried things bursting upwards wordlessly into the light, as if to point to say, whatever is silence will clamor to be heard, though silently. This example describes how Serena wants to control everything, even her garden, but even if she does not see it or does not hear it, the flowers will still come out of earth as handmaid rebellion. They try to discourage them, but one day it will explode. The author also uses color imagery, such as, then we add irises, resin beautiful and cool on their tall stalks, like blown glass, like pastel, water momentarily frozen in a splash, light blue, light mauve, and the darker one, velvet and purple, black cat's ears in the sun, indigo shadow, and the bleeding heart, so female in shape. By sharing all of these colors, Atwood illustrates how the garden is alive, fruitful, in opposition of the society therein. After that, Margaret Atwood uses sexual imagery, for instance, heat rises from the flowers themselves. With this quote, the author wants to convince the reader about two different meanings. The first one is that the heat represents sex desire that is amplified with the reproduction season. And the second meaning is that the heat coming out of the flowers is an image for a handmaid's anger, desire of revolt, which is burning inside them, ready to explode. And as wrote after that, you can feel it like holding your hand on an inch above an arm, a shoulder. She also uses metaphor with the phrase it breathing in the warmth, breathing itself in. This is a metaphor about the rebellion that survived inside Gilead, ready to get out of the shadow. And finally, Atwood makes an allusion about the Tennyson Garden, a poem of Lord Alfred. This poem is about metamorphosis, so fertility. Thirdly, in part 3, Margaret Atwood uses sexual imagery and personification to illustrate Alfred's sex desire and nostalgia about her unsigned freedom. A first example for sexual imagery is the summer dress rustled against the flesh of my thighs. The fact that Atwood uses the word flesh to talk about Alfred's thighs shows that Alfred is in need of sex and needs to make herself desirable, like a piece of meat. Another example, goddess are possible now and the air suffuses with desire, shows that all of the nature smells remind Alfred of sex and desire. Did the sigh of my ankle make him lightheaded? Faint? So this quote illustrates how much Alfred's craze being desire, like her previous life before Gilead. She's excited by just little things like showing an ankle to a man. The author also uses personification, for instance, the willow is in full plumage and is no help with its insinuating whispers. It shows that Alfred is that much in need of sex that she imagines that the tree is whispering to her, like the person you love would do during sex. Atwood also personified the bricks. In even the bricks of the house are softening, becoming tactile. And if I leaned against them, they'd be tactile. The fact that the touch of the bricks, which is not likely to skin, turn her on, really illustrate that she needs to be touched in a close way, like it was with Luke. Because the only physical contact that she has is during the ceremony, and rape cannot be considered as sex. Finally, in part 4, the author uses simile and diction of cold and hardness to illustrate Alfred's feeling of safety during winter season. For instance, the simile, as if I'm a melon on a stem, this liquid, associated with the diction of cold and hardness, indeed, I need hardness, cold rigidity, shows that, like a melon that would have been put in a very cold place like a fridge, the cold wisher of Fred, she feels that she's not going to rot inside. And this cold helps her to keep her sanity. Atwood also shows that the cold make her feel safer in opposing hardness and heaviness, because the heaviness of summer and spring makes her want sex, which is dangerous for her. To conclude, Atwood uses part 1 to show how Serena needs to control Aunt May's out of jealousy. Then she uses the part 2 to expose the garden in this extract, represent fertility, and that revolt cannot be stored underground. After that, Margaret Atwood uses part 3 to show that Alfred misses touch and sex that she had in her previous life before Gilead. And to finish, in part 4, Atwood illustrates how Alfred feels safer in winter than other seasons like spring.